Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Thumb Cramps Abroad, live from Sydney, but not quite yet. This is the road trip to Sydney.
That's true.
This is the first ever podcast released by Thumb Cramps that was recorded live in a car.
Yeah, this is live from the car, this episode.
What, are we on the Hume? Is the Hume?
We're on the Hume.
We're on the Hume, that's right, now.
If you're listening to this right now, we're still on the Hume.
Yeah.
It's a long road.
It's a long drive. We're making good time.
We've got 622 kilometers left.
Yeah.
Getting in just before 7 p.m.
That's good time.
Great time. And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we're joined by a very special guest and my co-pilot for this drive. That's right, I'm driving. Just to paint a mental picture for everyone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Dusha is driving. I'm in the back seat in the middle.
Yeah.
I am designated snack
and
man.
On my left-hand side, because we are in Australia and that's how cars work here, is Hayden.
Hello.
H-more.
Thank you for having me on the road trip pod.
Hey,
it's an honor.
Yeah. No worries.
You're
welcome. This is setting records
today. Yeah.
So we've done a lot. At Thumb Cramps, we do break a lot of records, and I think this is definitely one. I don't think a podcast has ever been recorded in a car before.
I've definitely listened to a car podcast before.
Were they reviewing video games?
It was an episode of our frequent guest, Andrew Levins' podcast, Hey Fam, was recorded on the road from Sydney to Canberra.
Okay.
So, yeah, they probably did mention video games.
But
they're not reviewing video games like we are.
Yeah, different.
Because today, we are looking at Star Wars Jedi Survivor and other games.
Whoa.
That's right. Not only is this a car pod, this is also a podcast where we're reviewing the newest AAA title.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got my hands on it. I've played it.
It somehow feels like you doing this podcast, hosting this podcast, and driving feels like you're like doing a circus trick a little bit.
Well, you've got a cool little headset. It's like you're a tour guide on a bus.
You've got
one of those little headset microphones. It's
I'm
awesome.
Also wearing a hat and sunglasses.
It's an incredible look.
You couldn't have more things on your head right now. Just start smoking a pipe.
Okay,
that's
just
great.
Fill up every hole.
clog my holes up. So, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, it's the new sequel to Jedi Fallen Order, a game me and you, Jackson, have played and loved.
Yeah, it's great.
I played it to completion. And you played it until your computer said, no, this isn't installed. And
you're
you
not
said, yes,
to play
it is. And then you were like, all right, I'll uninstall and reinstall. And
they were like, you never did that. This game is not installed. And I was like, oh, I can see the files.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what to tell you, brother.
You don't have this game. Here.
Yeah, the game ain't here.
It gaslit me. I was gaslit by
EA
Steam.
EA Games, got you.
They got me good.
Where I have been playing it on my PlayStation 5, which is lucky because this episode's coming out a little later than the release of Star Wars, which means that everyone has probably heard that it was a nightmare launch.
Yeah.
It's borderline unplayable on PC, apparently, and there is a lot of technical issues also plaguing the console versions, but mostly the Xbox.
It's like a frame rate issue, right, that most people are having?
Yeah, frame rate and screen tearing, and there's also audio glitches.
Oh, God.
So the audio glitches mean that in a cutscene, the first syllable of whatever someone's saying just gets stuck looping.
So it's just That's cool.
No way to get.
Just like that. So if people listen,
that could be a cool alien language.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's true. It except they are talking English.
Oh,
or not. I guess whatever language you've set your game to.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But for me, it was English. So yeah, I haven't experienced any of those issues. So I should say full disclaimer: be careful out there, guys.
Yeah, careful gamers.
This game apparently is still broken, but I have not experienced that at all. I did experience, like, there is a couple of frame rate drops even on the PS5. I am playing it on the version that favors a steady frame rate.
Oh, yeah.
I forget if that's performance or whatever the other mode is.
I have
no
idea.
It's baffling to me
that a console
has options now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Got modes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, this is not a clever thing to say.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's a departure for you.
Yeah. That's new for Thumb Chris.
Yeah, ready for this. Because, they're kind of just like computers now.
Yeah, brother. Game consoles be do out here be just computers, hey?
Well said.
Well, because what made me think about it, other than you bringing it up, is for last month when we had Play Staple.
Yep.
And I had a PS2.
Yep.
And to turn off, well, I have a PS2, it's still in my house. But to turn off that PS2, you just turn it off.
Yeah.
You just press a button to turn it off,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which feels messed up, feels wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in like a PS4, PS5, PS3, you go to a menu to turn the game
yeah.
off.
Yeah, that's it.
Games
that's
be
it.
Computers now.
Games
I don't know.
Do be out here being computers right now. And frankly, I just don't know how to even handle it.
I don't know what to do about that, dude. The games be computers.
Yeah, so look, Star Wars Jedi Survivor takes place, I believe it's 5 or so years after the conclusion of Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And look, it's going to be hard to talk about this game plot-wise without spoiling Jedi Fallen Order. So, hey, if you haven't finished that game and you want to play it, maybe skip ahead into Thumb Cramps until we talk about whatever other dog shit we're reviewing this week.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Whoa!
That's a little bit of sizzle for you.
That's a big sizzle.
That's, yeah.
That's and that's awesome. Something that I guess people that don't mind about Jedi Fallen Order spoilers, it's just for them.
Because yeah.
other people would have skipped ahead.
You're right.
That's true.
And also, any game production houses listening, any game creators, that dog shit thing was a joke.
Yeah, we love every game we play.
Every game is, even if it's a zero thumber,
yeah.
Well, you know, contender.
You know, like in Mario Kart, how some of the characters have like secret stats.
Yeah,
you don't know about. Well, every game we review has a secret review.
Yeah,
which is 5 thumbs.
Yeah, we're just happy to be playing a game.
Yeah, we're just happy that someone made a game.
What are the secret Mario stats? Is it just like?
I think it's the reason why in Mario Kart before the most recent one, Mario Kart 7.
Yeah,
everybody plays as Funky Kong because even though Funky
Kong's
got a Kong,
secret funky stat.
Yeah, well,
he's funk
funkiest.
Is off the charts.
Yeah. Funk mode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's because even though his stats are pretty like fine, normally his secret stats are through the roof.
Yeah.
Right. And then like, it's just like secret handling and stuff as far
I think there's
I
also
know.
Like cool. things like weight, which there isn't a specific stat for in Mario Kart 8, but every character does have weight associated with them. And
right.
Whole bunch of stuff like that.
Cool. Same Pokemon have secret stats too.
Yeah, Pokemon really? Have a lot
yeah,
of extra
a lot,
stuff.
There's a lot going on under the hood.
There's already a lot above the hood as
yeah,
well.
There's even like, you know, there's like a hidden status in Pokemon called Pokerus.
Yeah, what? They get sick, but
they
it's
get
good.
Sick, but it's good. Doubles their EV.
And then
you know what an EV is?
Yeah, I think I do remember this vaguely. It's been a while since I've been like nerding out about Pokemon, but
yeah,
that sounds
fair.
Vaguely familiar.
And they make the rest of your party sick too, but
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but it's good because it means all the experience they get at that point. Well, for the EVs. It doesn't affect experience.
Yeah. Mm.
So you got to know what's going on under the Pokemon hood for that to make any sense whatsoever.
I think as well.
What are EVs again? I don't know what they are. I remember at one point I did know what EVs are, but I've forgotten.
So I believe they are stats. And look, I'm going to probably get this wrong. And all those gamers are going to be screaming out there, but I'm not going to be able to hear you because I'm driving away.
Yeah.
I'm driving away from the feedback.
Yeah, from the haters.
So it's like, you know how, like, when a Pokemon levels up, it's like, oh, +2 attack, +1 defense, and whatever?
Yeah.
EV training means that you build, manipulate the hidden stats or level up in a certain way where it guarantees, like, okay, this Pokemon hits hard, so I want to only get it, like, more attack stats. So when you level up, it'll be, like, +3
attack. I
think
that's right. Yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's pretty huge. Anyway, back to the Star Wars talk. So this takes place after Jedi Fallen Order. And Jackson, I know you haven't finished it, so this will be
that's
spoilers
okay.
for you.
Did I know what was going on? Already? No.
Were you skipping every cutscene
you
come across? Of course you were.
You couldn't understand what they were saying. It was like, wow, 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 wow.
This game's crazy.
We.
Is this how they talked in the movies?
Yeah.
Too? I don't remember.
Have you seen the movies? You also don't remember that.
Do, 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 do. What, Yoda? Do, do, do.
Well, that's weird that people love these.
I don't really know if I get that, but okay.
I hate in the new Star Wars movie that a girl's a Mary Sue.
Yeah.
There you go to see the movie and it's like, ruh, 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 ruh.
Do I not know what a Mary Sue is? Is a Mary Sue someone who just makes one syllable again and again? Do I not understand film criticism?
They really betrayed Luke Skywalker's character. Yeah. He's going out there going like, wuh, 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 wuh. So at the end of Jedi Fallen Order, it's kind of like, it's like a mixed bag, because the entire quest for Jedi Fallen Order, which is obviously the first game in this series, is Cal Kestis. That's the guy you are.
Great name.
He's a Jedi that's hidden from Order 66. His master got murdered, but he's been set on a path by him, basically, to uncover a holocron that has all of the Jedis that are in hiding, all the children, I believe, that are Force-sensitive in it, so that he can rebuild the Jedi Order. But then at the end of the game, you get the holocron, and then Cal decides that that's too dangerous to be out there, so he destroys it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So this game picks up, I think it's 5 years afterwards, so it's roughly like 7 or 8 years before A New Hope happens. Because Luke would have been on that freaking thing.
That's true.
That's crazy.
Luke's around.
Luke's just hanging. Han Solo's probably around.
Han Solo.
Yeah, Han Solo.
Love Han.
Yeah, he's
Han
like...
Han and Chewie.
Skrull, 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 skrull.
Classic Han.
Classic Han.
Yeah, so all those guys are probably kicking around. I would not be shocked if they pop up in this game.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's set a couple of, like, 5 or so years after the events of the first game. The crew on the Mantis has split up.
Whoa.
And you're not really sure why at first, but you get that it wasn't on good terms. The game
so just a bit of context, Joel just swerved a little bit to avoid a dead thing on the road.
Yeah.
That's road tripping life.
That's road tripping.
Seen a lot of guts so far.
There has actually been like
Also just passed the Bowser interchange. Whoa. Can I just say?
That's a gamer sign.
That's a gamer sign. That's a gamer omen we just experienced. It's going to be a good app.
Oh, I reckon it's already a red hot app.
I think so.
I look forward to going back to edit this and being like, oh no, felt good at the time.
Yeah.
It sounds dog shit.
Also, you can't hear anything over the road noise.
Yeah.
We went wah, wah, wah way too much.
That's just the Star Wars experience, baby.
Is it unsettling to you guys as well that, like, we're not looking at each other, we're all just looking at
I was just
going to
say, Joel's obviously looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
And Jackson, you're behind me in the seat, so I've sort of got nowhere to look. I could look at the side of Joel's head, I guess.
You could turn around look at me.
I guess maybe I'll turn around.
You could also look at
me.
Hey! This feels fucked up. No! I can do it. We're on the road! We're on the road! Road trip rules.
It's international rules. We're international roads.
International waters.
This feels wrong because I'm like leaning on my shoulder on the seat and looking at the back of the car.
I don't like it.
It feels like a very temporary position to be in.
Because the thing is, in the car, we're way closer than we normally would be.
That's true.
So if we were in the studio this close to each other, it would feel messed up.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I mean, here's my little cheat for keeping the vibe up and looking at each other. I have a rearview mirror and Jackson's right in the middle.
Oh, you can just look at my head. Am I not in the way?
No. I don't need to look. We're going forward, brother.
Mate, we're not looking behind us, man. We're leaving it all behind.
No, as long as a car, the shape and size of my head doesn't pull up behind us.
Oh, that'll be in trouble. A perfectly spherical car.
It's just a big ball. Yeah.
Well, there is a big black van behind us.
We'll pull over and ask if they want to be on the
phone. Yeah, that's a good idea. In Jedi
So basically what happens at the start of the game, you're on the Mantis with a new crew. It looks like you've been captured, but spoilers for the first 5 minutes of the game. It's all part of the plan. You're on Coruscant, which we haven't been to in quite a while.
No.
And basically you're trying to get military information from the senator there to give to... what's his name? The guy, Forrest Whitaker's... why am I asking you?
Oh, no, I know who you mean.
Guerrero.
Yes. Yeah.
You could have made up any name, and I would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't care about backlash from YouTube, but it's the inbox that I'm worried about.
Star Wars fans were pretty forgiving, usually.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's not Saw Gerrera. That's a different guy. He's the guy that goes, t-t-t-t-t-t. Saw's the guy that goes,
Of course.
But basically, this is a good sequel to Fallen Order because immediately you feel like, as a Jedi, you are stronger than you were at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
So, whilst the combat is still Dark Souls-y, and look, I still died a lot in the first boss fight.
Yeah.
Like, things like stormtroopers, which in the first game, you've actually got to be, like, kind of careful in, like, say you're in a group and there's, like, three stormtroopers. You can be in some real trouble if you just miss a block.
Mm.
But in this game, yeah. Not so much.
Oh, that's good.
Makes you feel like that, yeah, like, Cal is stronger now in the Force, and therefore, he's just got it covered this time.
Yeah. Do you...
Sorry, what were you going to ask before I interrupted to explain what I was saying before?
You interrupted my interruption.
Yeah.
So, in the first one, there were a couple of different, like, lightsaber styles you could do.
That's cool.
Like, you could do the dual lightsaber and also a split lightsaber, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh, a split lightsaber, so okay, sick.
Are you familiar with Darth Maul, Hayden?
Yes, I am. He's, you know, he's got spiky head.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, he's got the red lightsaber?
Yes.
And it's, like, double-ended?
But it's two lightsabers.
Yeah, so Cal's lightsaber is that as well, except you can disconnect it so you can have two.
Yeah.
Oh no! Hey, road trip rules.
Hell yeah!
International road is really dangerous and treacherous times. Remember, no
matter
where
we're abroad,
we're abroad. But remember that even schools in Sydney.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't be allowing F's and Jeffs.
Yeah, sorry, right. Sorry, everybody.
So let's put a lid on the.
I'm just
the
glad
Jeffs
I wasn't the first
the
one to do it.
Yeah, you're the second, and I worry you'll also be the third.
I'm worried about that too.
So in this one, have they added? I think I saw somewhere that there's like a really. Like a heavy style where you're...
There might be to be... Look, full disclaimer, I'm only about 3 hours into it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording this a little bit before you're hearing it. Not crazy early, but yeah, I've only had like a day with it, really.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
So, I haven't unlocked what?
It's just Joel, during the trip, I don't know if you've noticed it, Jackson, spends a lot of time with both hands off the wheel while driving.
Your hands haven't been on the wheel once.
Mate, I'll drive if you want me to.
No.
Yeah. Swap mid-episode.
There was one point where he was looking at a parking ticket and nearly drove off the road.
It's good. It's good for adrenaline. And I also didn't drive off the road.
Well, we hit the sides. With
this
it going,
is what you would have heard.
Ooh,
Don't worry about it.
That's good.
It's not a concerning noise.
If this is not a universal thing that people have on their roads all over the world.
I don't think they would be.
It's a rumble strip. When you drive over it, it goes bap.
It's meant to scare you if you're dozing
off. Yeah, if you don't, it wakes you up. Yeah.
I'm sad that we explained it, because the idea of listening and just being like, this is what you would have heard, intense vibration.
What do they do to the
car? What does that mean?
Yeah.
So, but to explain the lightsaber styles to you, so straight off the bat, you've got the single and dual lightsaber, Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
So, dual is in double-ended lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And then during the first boss fight, you unlock the two lightsabers,
which
is easily my favorite way to play straight away.
Cool.
Because... it's quick and hits hard, and the downside is your defense and your stamina go down in it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I like that's how I like to play, fast and loose.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Hit hard and then not get hit.
Yeah,
nice.
Do you get to choose the color or anything, or no?
You absolutely do.
Cool. Do you have options, or can you do like the whole RGB spectrum?
No, there's options, but there's quite a few options. There's like eight colors.
They're like the things you find, right? Like they're kind of the little collectibles.
Kyber crystals,
which I really like.
Do you find kyber crystals?
Yeah,
you don't find kyber crystals, but kyber crystals are the thing you were thinking. You did get that right.
Thank you.
You do know Star Wars.
I'm pretty cool. That's Star Wars.
As they'd probably be called in this game, ka. I recommend anyone look up performance issues on the PC version of Jedi Survivor to get an understanding of what we're talking about. It's very funny.
Because is it like all of the cutscenes, but then their mouths moving like they're saying other stuff?
Their mouths moving like they're saying other stuff, and like the subtitles continue.
Okay.
So like the cutscene plays like normal. It's just
so
the
you
audio.
You could theoretically assume it was an alien language, really.
Yeah.
You could be like, well, that's what the subtitles are translating. That's awesome.
Yeah, and the other issues is like really bad frame rate to the point where it drops to like the teens.
Oh yeah, damn.
And really bad screen tearing.
That's such a shame.
Yeah.
They'll apparently it's very similar to how Fallen Order was ported originally.
Oh yeah.
And also on the PC version, the menus are optimized really badly, which everyone is like straight away, they're like, oh, that's a sign that this was a lazy port.
Mm.
Well, not necessarily a lazy port, but maybe a port they didn't have put enough time into.
Yeah, for sure.
So like, Jackson, you're mostly a PC gamer.
That's true.
One of the things on the Jedi Survivor menu is you can select things with the mouse, but you can't click on them. So you highlight the options you want, and then you have to press enter.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what
absurd.
The hell? That's what a lot of people are saying. Everyone's saying it. I'm hearing it more and more. That's a chorus of what the hell?
What the hell?
See?
Why would they do that?
Hover and enter?
Yeah, hover and enter.
Baffling.
And you got to hold it down because, I guess...
You got to hold down enter?
Yeah. Like, to exit to title screen and stuff like that, you got to hold down enter. Because presumably it's built in, so if you accidentally click on it, you don't automatically just abandon your game.
Yeah.
That's truly
bananas.
But
you can't click on it, so you have to hold down enter. So then, yeah, there's like a bar. It's wild.
Yeah,
that is
weird.
That's mad. That's
Are they
going to
fix that, or is that like, was that intentional?
I imagine they'll fix it.
Yeah. I imagine there's enough backlash, there'll be a patch.
There was a day one patch. I got this on PS5, like I said at the start. The game is 150 gigabytes.
Wow.
A PlayStation 5 disc holds 100 gigabytes.
Yeah, cool.
But the file on the disc is 50 gigabytes because it's just the first mission.
Right.
And then, like, I guess, like, the other files you needed. So when I installed the game, I was like, oh, that installed pretty quickly for how huge this game
is.
Yeah. Then I opened it, and then it was like downloading update, and I was like, oh, check how big the update is. And it was 101 gigs.
Yeah.
So that put a 4-hour wait on my start time of playing.
So you couldn't, yeah, right. I would have thought that the, like, disc, the reason they put the first bit on there is so you could play it while it's downloading or something.
You can, but the problem is with playing games fresh off a disc, especially with AAA titles, is a lot of the time, the day one patch is pretty vital to the game running properly at all.
Right, okay.
So, like, that is their intention. Their intention is, like, hey, you can play the first hour of the game
while the other stuff downloading. They do have this idea, like, I suppose, like, the idea is you play that first hour, and by the time you're done with the first mission, you get the rest of the game because it's downloaded in the background. Mm. That's never what happens.
Yeah, especially in Australia where our internet, even though it's better now, still sucks.
Still
it's arsehole, yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
I said still dog and then caught myself, so thank you
well,
very much.
Well, dog shit's fine.
Yeah, shit's
wild.
Shit.
That's wild, that's wild to me.
Shit's fine, dude.
Yeah, you can say dog shit, you can say monkey shit.
You can say shit cum if you want
to.
Yeah,
you can say shit cum.
Shit cum?
Yeah, you can cum shit.
Okay, shit cum, cum shit.
I mean, I recommend to all the teens listening, if you do ever cum shit, go to a doctor.
Yeah.
But if you shit cum, that's probably all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Provided you know how it got there.
Yeah.
If you're shitting cum and you're like,
when did I eat cum?
Yeah, I'd investigate that.
Yeah.
I don't know if a doctor's the place to go. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, maybe your balls are leaking into your anus.
Yeah. Or when you came the night before, it went backward and somehow got into your colon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what's in guts.
Yeah, that's fair. All of those issues aside, playing the game, it immediately felt very good. And I like Star Wars.
Me too.
But I don't play that many Star Wars games. Like, I never played Star Wars Squadrons or anything like that. The moment I was on Coruscant and in control of Cal, I was like, whoo, good to be back.
Cool.
And yeah, just like even just like the stuff of like getting into the, like immediately falling back into the rhythm of the fight system once I re-remember the controls. Because I haven't played Fallen Order for like a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure.
It all felt real good. The mystery of like what happened to the Mantis crew is also good because it's like personal stakes for Cal, and also the first mission, which is also funny why the cutscenes messing up is so rough.
Yeah,
all of the cutscenes are quite emotional at the start of the game. like people die in front of you because of mistakes and stuff like that.
That's very funny.
And then you've got no happening. But yeah, again, like those didn't affect me. I'm having a really good time.
How many thumbs? What do you reckon?
I'm thinking that this is probably... Look, at the moment, probably 4 thumbs and a knock.
Okay.
But when I get back and play some more, I might give this another review in a later episode.
Just give it some time to kind of settle
in. Yeah.
Like, I'd love to play this, but I think I will wait until a couple of patches have come out for the PC.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I wouldn't even wait for one patch. I'd wait for two, maybe three. There's a guy driving real close behind us now, so I'm just going to quickly overtake.
Overtake this van.
The guy in the van is crusty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a crusty boy.
That's a crusty fella.
That's an old hippie kind of guy.
Yeah, big old hippie vibes.
Yeah.
Well,
it would be awesome to get a Shuckers from him in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder how many Shuckers that man's thrown up in his lifetime.
So many that he doesn't even notice when he does it.
Yeah. It's automatic. So, Jackson, what have you been playing? Did I say 4 thumbs and a knock? But with more time, could be a 7-thumber.
Whoa, that's huge.
This is bold to throw out because Tears of the Kingdom is only 2 weeks away. when you're listening, it's 1 week away.
That's the point of the 7 thumbs. Tears of the Kingdom could, very, very possibly be your game of the year. But We don't know yet.
Yeah, because I'm funny. I have a funny relationship with AAA games, because a lot of the time, if they're too long, I lose interest in the middle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Something like Horizon, the Horizon series does nothing for me. Like, I play through it, I'm like, yeah, this is fine, but it just kind of feels like I'm ticking boxes.
Certainly once you get the gameplay loop down, you're like, I've been here, I've played the game, now I'm just playing the game for long enough to complete it.
With
so
the new mechanics and the fact that I like Star Wars and the fact that this does seem like it's going to be an engaging story means that Star Wars Jedi Survivor might clear all of those, but I have heard that it is quite a big game, and at certain points it really opens up.
Okay.
So we'll see. So I'm going to stick with 4 thumbs and a knock now, but maybe stay tuned for a 7 thumb review at some time in the future.
Very excited.
So, Jackson, what have you been playing?
So I, ages ago on Twitter, I saw...
I have not been looking at the road. I'm kidding.
Ages ago on Twitter, I saw this game. It came up. Somebody retweeted it.
Yeah.
Called Shadows of Doubt.
Yeah.
And it just looked like this kind of fun, procedurally generated, maybe... a detective game. And I was like, oh, that seems fun, like a little detective simulator, whatever. But I didn't really pay much attention to it. And then I was on Steam the other day and I started released. And I was like, you know what, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
So it is a procedurally generated life sim where you are a detective. So at the beginning of the game, you randomly generate a city. You randomly generate a bunch of people. You randomly generate a bunch of connections, whatever. And then the game will just give you... like cases that are also randomly generated to solve, and it's all kind of first person and very life sim. You can kind of do anything.
Yeah.
And so the kind of way it works, so like I jumped in, there is a tutorial. Okay, well, to be fair, the moment I jumped in, I was like, just randomly generate me a city, I'll figure it out.
Yep.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I was wandering around being like, when do the crimes happen? What am I doing? I went into a diner, I sat down, I was like, do I have a house?
Do you have a house?
Well, so then I was like, I gotta figure this out. So I did the tutorial mission, which just kind of teaches you how to solve a murder.
They often do.
Yeah, it was, which is pretty useful. And it's a randomly already generated city, and the crime is pretty much, it's kind of like curated.
Yeah.
So you get the address, you start in an apartment of your own, you get a note under your door that leads you onto the case, you go down into the city streets, you walk into like a big... apartment building, you take the elevator up, and then there's like the crime scene in this person's apartment.
Yeah.
And kind of the game is obviously putting together all the connections to figure out what's going on, but it's also about doing it in such a way that you don't get in any legal trouble. So like, I'm just a guy, I can't break into this person's house.
Oh, cool.
So I had to do stuff like, well, I'm going to follow the wiring, turn off the cameras, distract this police officer, slip in, then I can check the crime scene or whatever.
Yeah.
And then from the crime scene, you get a bunch of clues and a bunch of leads, and then you go and investigate them. You have this great thing, you know, like the classic detective sort of board, like cork board, where you've got stuff pinned to it and like red thread going between it. So
as made famous from the Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme.
Yeah, exactly. If you know that meme, you know this board. So that's basically like your menu, kind of, or your crime menu, like basically
crime menu.
Anytime you find a piece of information, you can pin it to the board.
Cool. And then
you
can that's how menus work.
Yeah.
If you're at a restaurant, you can just stick stuff to the menu.
I want the spaghetti, please pin it on the menu.
Yeah, just check it.
Please connect the spaghetti to the Coke, because that's what I want. Spaghetti and Coke, please. But that's really fun. You can make your own, like, so some things connect automatically, like if you find a piece of information in some... So if you're in a house you're investigating, you'll have the house pinned to the board. But then if you find, like, a crumpled note in the house, that will automatically connect to the house pin.
Yeah.
The crumpled note pin will connect to it. But you can make your own custom ones when you're trying to kind of solve the case. And because it's randomly generated, it is janky, and part of you is like, is it actually going to work out?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Do I know what's going on?
Is this going to be possible to do?
Well, it is. I mean, it's crazy how well it works.
Wow.
So after I did the custom one, which I... So with the custom one, I figured out how I disabled the cameras or whatever, broke into the house, lockpicked my way in.
Yep.
I was like, it's 2 a.m. They'll be asleep.
Yep.
I get inside. They're awake. They're drunk and cooking dinner. I was like, I'm in trouble. So I fled to their bathroom, hid in the broom cupboard in the bathroom. I was like, I'll wait till they go to sleep. I was in the broom cupboard for like 2 hours as they continually came in, brushed their teeth, and fell over and then left again. Finally, they went to sleep. I was like, time to explore their house. try and find any connection to the murder case. So I'm exploring their house. I accidentally wake them up. I think I woke them up by you can left click to open a door, but you can right click to knock on a door.
Oh,
and
no.
So I accidentally knocked on their bedroom door.
That'll do it.
They
yeah.
wake up, a fight starts. I'm like, I have to get out of their house. So I rush to the, I can't, they lock the door because they want to keep me in. I rush to the window of their apartment, punch it open, start bleeding because I punched open the window. I'm like, I'll just jump out into the lip of the building and sneak my way around, fall off to my death. Wake up in hospital, lose like a bunch of money paying hospital bills, go back. I'm like, maybe this time I'll just talk to them. I knock in their door and try and talk to them. They're like, you fought us. I will not answer your questions. I was like, I need to get back in their apartment. Well, I was like, well, what about this? I'll go to their neighbors, knock on their door, ask if I can search their house.
Yeah.
Go through their house to the window, smash their window.
Yeah.
Then sneak around back to the murder suspect's window. Then I can search their house.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
I fell out the window to my death again.
At this point, were you starting to suspect maybe you couldn't climb out the window and sneak around the side of the building?
This is how you're meant to play the game. So then I was like, all right, I get it, though. Let's randomly generate me a city. And it's so much fun. Like, the connections, like, you do feel like a detective. So, like, I found a bunch of fingerprints at the guy's apartment that had been murdered. He'd been beheaded, and
whoa.
They'd written Sci-Paid on the wall above him.
Yeah. Sci-Paid.
Yeah, and I also found a crumpled note that had an anagram in it. Like a, sorry, yeah, like a, not an anagram. What do you call it? Maybe that is an anagram. It's like you got to unsort the letters.
Yeah,
to,
anagram. Yeah.
An anagram. So there was an anagram, and they'd written Sci-Paid on the wall. And I was like, what the hell does this mean?
What the hell?
What the hell? I was streaming it, twitch.tv/JacksonBailey.
Oh, yeah. Great so, place to watch you stream game.
Exactly. You want to watch me stream game, that's the place to go. And chat helped me with the anagram. They were like, it's like S. Ramona. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I go to the phone book and I look up S. Ramona. I find her apartment. She lives in the same building. I'm like,
that's cool.
A freaking clue.
Did that? Was your plan of attack? All right, I'm going to break into the same guy's house again. I'm going to smash the window.
And I'll walk around. I did actually do that at one point, trying to get in, and I smashed the window and jumped out. But instead of falling to my doom, I got caught on a lip and couldn't get back in.
Mm.
So I was just on the side of the building. Like, I have to jump to my death. I'm
inconspicuous.
Screwed.
Inconspicuous.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest detective who ever lived. But I go into her house, and I looked through, and what does she have but a samurai sword?
Whoa!
And I was like, he was beheaded with a blunt weapon. Anyway, so like the connections, they just come thick and fast. I solved that case, not every element of it. I don't know why she did it, but I did solve the case. It was S. Ramona. She was the murderer. And we also figured out that Sai Paid was actually, the guy's name was like Chen Yang or something, and we were like, C.Y. Paid. So he must have paid with his life or whatever. Anyway, it's great. It's so much fun. It's you could just spend hours in it. And it's so involved as well. I didn't have an apartment in the randomly generated city. But when I got money for solving the case, I found a note board that was like, do you want to buy an apartment? I was like, yes. Bought the cheapest one. It was on the basement level.
Yep.
There was nothing in it but a dangling light bulb.
Oh, yeah,
I could afford
vibe.
Three posters and one sad bed.
Oh, yeah.
So I set myself up and I was like, I'm ready for more cases. But yeah, it's super fun. And the corkboard element of it is so satisfying. Being able to make the connections between them. You can put sticky notes down and be like, what does Sci-Paid mean? Is it an anagram? Let me try and figure out, you know, the kind of like what how to sort of untangle that. And it's still in early access and super in-depth for being in early access. I think one thing that they don't have yet is that the murderers or the perpetrators or whatever can't lie. So if you're like, did you see this person at this time? They will say yes, and it'll be the person that died at the time they died. So you're like,
okay.
Oh, I think you maybe did it.
Right.
But I think that's the first part of their roadmap is fixing that.
I think you were going to say originally that the murderers can't have motivation. Like a motive.
Yeah, they're just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what her motivation was. It was very confusing. Mm. I'm sure if I'd spend more time and was cleverer, I'd be able to figure it out.
I know that it was just you tripping over words, but I'm pretty sure you just said motivation, and that's good.
I don't know what their motivation was.
Yeah, I think for any police listening, first of all, ACAB. Second of all, you should use that.
Yeah, motivation.
Yeah.
Drop motive, start saying motivation.
What's the visuals like?
So it's kind of blocky.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's like Minecraft like, because that gives you a really bad idea. It's very pretty.
So why'd you say it?
Well, because it
gives we're thinking Minecraft.
Now all I'm thinking of is you're getting murdered by Steve.
Yeah.
It's not like Minecraft.
What's that guy? What was the guy in Minecraft that everyone was scared of?
Herobrine?
Herobrine.
Scariest kind of brine there is.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's voxel-based, I think, which means that it's kind of... It's got that kind of blocky aesthetic, but it's very pretty.
Is Roblox voxel-based?
I don't know.
I've never seen Roblox, I don't think.
Yeah. I say voxel-based like I know what it means.
Yeah, what
but
does voxel mean?
I truly have no idea.
Visually boxy? Is that what voxel means?
Visually voxel? I don't know. But it's, yeah, so it's but it's all like first person and very clear what's going on, and the city is very explorable. You end up going to a bunch of different places trying to solve the murder. It feels very good, very seedy sometimes, where you're like...
Ooh,
you
how find big's it, the city? The
you can choose. So you can have a really small city or like pretty much anything from very small to very large.
Yeah, okay.
So
medium? Yeah, you know,
can you do medium?
You can do medium.
Yeah, medium. What about, is it called medium or is it called normal?
I think it's called normal, yeah.
It's no, called normal?
No, it's medium. It's medium.
Okay.
I was excited.
So you can decide that, and you can. There's like a bunch of customizability as well to like, you know, the way the city works, to the way you look, the like the name of the city you can change.
Oh yeah, right. What'd you name your city?
Nutsack Bay after my city skyline, and I was Johnny Detective.
Yeah, Johnny Detective was my name.
But I genuinely like I love
it's an
it so much.
Name.
Huh?
It's an inconspicuous name.
Yeah, detective. Oh, it's no, I'm not a detective. I'm a milkman.
It's one of the things where you can pretty much walk into any building and.
Well, you can. Yeah, you can walk into any building.
Yep.
And you can. Like, you can't walk into apartments that are locked and stuff.
Sure,
but you can knock on the door and ask to go inside, or you can pick the lock and get in, or you can move the welcome mat and see if there's a key.
So
or
you can feasibly get into any building.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it runs pretty well as well.
Is it first person?
Yeah, first person. I had to change some of the settings just because, like, even... Like, I've got a pretty high-end PC, but it still was stuttering a little bit.
You're all about that frame rate, brother. Well,
gotta
FPS.
Get that good FPS, baby.
What's your ideal frame rate?
45.
That's good. All right,
60, I don't know what's going on.
It's a good,
too smooth. Too smooth. these are 45, block people. They need to be slightly less smooth.
There's also like a bunch of stuff like your guy can get cold, you can get wet, you can get stinky.
Oh,
so
yes.
At one point while investigating Estramona, it was taking me a long time because I kept on messing it up. I also, at first I went into the wrong apartment.
Tried to fight them.
And I was hanging out. Oh no, I thought it was the wrong apartment because I broke in and then I was looking around and I found a birth certificate for someone named C. Rye or something. And I was like, that's not Estramona. I might not be in the right house. But then I was getting really, really hungry. And I was like, I got to keep on this person because I don't know if they're the murderer and maybe they'll murder again. I don't know if the anagram meant that they are the next victim, so I gotta stay on top of this, but I'm starving, so I snuck down into their house, into their kitchen, stole some chicken from the freezer, climbed back up into the vents, ate the chicken,
realized the
chicken was raw, got very sick in the vents, I had to climb back down into the kitchen, throw up in their garbage bin, then I got a little thing that was like, you're stinky now. Then I was like, and then I solved the case, and I was like, wow, I'm still stinky, I need to have a shower. Found another crime scene that had nothing to do with me. Broke in, had a shower, got out, went back to my apartment.
That's cool. Good.
It's great.
Was he ignored the other crime scene?
Yeah, well, it's not for me.
Yeah, that's for the normal police.
That's for a real detective.
Yeah.
No, I think it's really good. 4.5 thumbs. 4 thumbs and a nuck, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's so
that
much fun.
That sounds great.
It's
how many cases do you think you've done?
I've done what half of one case where I fell out the window twice.
Okay.
And then I did all of one case where I clearly because you basically to solve a case you need to get from City Hall like a file.
Yeah.
And in the file you say the name of the murderer, what their address is, what the murder weapon was, what connects them to the murder. And you don't need to fill in all of them, you just need to get kind of like the main ones.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what the connection was to the murder. Mm. Like I clearly had not picked up whatever clue that was.
Yeah.
But I knew her name and I knew she did it with the samurai sword, so that was enough.
Yeah.
So I kind of half solved.
Estramona is going to be going away for a long, long time.
Yeah, we're sending her off to Sing Sing, baby. Yeah. We got her. But it's the kind of thing where I could, you know, like you can, because it's randomly generated and you see online in some places, people have huge cork boards. Because you can just get a really, really, really messy sort of like case to solve.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of different leads. Some of them are dead ends, you know. Yeah, it's fun. I was often bleeding out, I found, and I didn't have the money for bandages. I had to steal food pretty often because I was skint.
So what happens if you've got a big case? How do you earn money?
When you complete a case, you get cash.
So you've got to have like two cases on the go, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So that
if
you can
get a big case and you get a little case so you can earn some of that sweet cash.
Earn some dosh so you can eat and have showers and then have the big case for that big payout where you can furnish your apartment. I think it's a super unique feeling game. It's got still in early access, like I said, so great future ahead of it, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. Is it all AI generated or is it like...
I think so.
Because I was wondering how many... Because it must be AI, because otherwise there'd only be like a set amount of different things. Like it'd just be different combinations of stuff, but it sounds like it's all completely different. So that's very
cool. I think
so,
as far as I know. I sort of think crazy the other day, speaking of AI, where somebody had taken the voices of like Skyrim followers and then used an AI so that if you talk to them, you type in what you want to say and they just respond to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is crazy. That's such
You can finally have a Skyrim girlfriend like you've always wanted, Jackson.
Yeah. That is my dream.
She still will live in the computer, but at least
that's good enough. That'll do me.
You can say, I'm flirting with you, and she can say, okay.
Is that
That's
so?
Not appropriate for me. I am an AI language model.
Oh.
I was messing around with ChatGPT the other day,
of
and I was like,
you "You've got big ChatGPT
it frightens me, and I figure I should look at it more, so I get not frightened, and I'm not
Why
less
does
frightened
it frighten
now.
You?
It's just freaky in general, but now I've messed around with it, and it's not that freaky because it still sort of sucks a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So I was like looking at it, I'm like, "Hey, write me a story where a guy eats a rat graphically," that's not appropriate. I'm not going to do that for you. That would be too disturbing. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. Write me a short story about a guy who lives in the sewer. And it's a horror story. And it's like, okay, there's a man in the sewer. And, like, you know, Tony goes down to the sewer and sees a man. And then the man pulls out a rat from his pocket and bites into its head. And the blood goes all over his... And then graphically described eating
That's
a rat.
So fun.
Like,
yeah.
Hey... Why'd you do that?
Yeah, did I give you that idea?
I told you to do that. You said no, and then I didn't tell you to do it, and then you put it in. It's fun. ChatGPT is fun.
Yeah, it's good. Cause, like,
I call him ChatGP.
Yeah, you call
sure.
him.
Yeah, that's cool. On good terms.
I call him the Big G. Yeah.
Whoa, check that cool train.
Oh, awesome train.
We're going past a cool old train.
Also, this is exciting for listeners. I think we're also going to, mid-episode, cross the border.
Whoa,
that
is exciting.
Everybody get ready.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, on the side of this train, they're surfing on a star. It's a poster of someone surfing on a star.
That's very cool.
No one is actually surfing on the train.
No.
But if
that
we
would
did
be
see
dangerous,
a train surfer,
but
that
cool
would be wild.
Too.
Yeah.
This is an exciting trip.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of cool stuff.
Hey, I'm feeling kind of low energy. Should we crack into these
great
horrible
idea.
Monster? We got some Monster Energy drinks that are... It's called Java Monster Super Coffee.
Yeah.
And so, I've got the Mean Bean flavor.
I got the Loca Mocha flavor.
Yeah, so to fill everyone in, because I know that Monster Energy drinks potentially...
Oh my god, that smells a lot.
Not a universally drank energy drink.
Oh,
but
no.
Monster
oh,
is...
Monster's, I thought it was. Okay.
But yeah, it's basically like... It's like a Red Bull or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's an energy drink.
They famously come in 500 mil cans, which is bigger than a regular energy drink usually.
This one's 305 mils, which is sort of strange.
Do you want me to read what's written on my Java Monster Loca Mocha?
Absolutely.
No foam, extra hot. Half calf, no whip, soy latte. Enough of the coffee house BS already.
Oh, these guys get it.
It's time to step out of line and step up to what's next. Java Monster. Premium coffee with milk from New Zealand, brewed up with killer flavor, supercharged with Monster Super Coffee Herbal Blend. Coffee done the Monster way. Wide open, huh? With a take-no-prisoners attitude and the experience and know-how to back it up, monsterenergy.com.
That's a confusing little paragraph.
It sure is. It smells bad.
Yeah.
But how does it taste?
It tastes okay. It just tastes like kind of watered-down, milky coffee.
Yeah, but coffee from a can.
I love coffee from a can.
This is all right.
This is not bad.
That's crazy.
It doesn't taste very Monster-y. I'm kind of disappointed. I was kind of hoping it was.
Because Monster has like this very... Like, Monster tastes like you're drinking something that's like a noxious green color.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got ginseng like root, maca root, astragalus root, coffee fruit.
We encourage people to make this at home.
Piranha seed. Yeah, if you've got these lying around, give it a go. It's as strong as 2 shots of coffee.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, this is weird. I was expecting it to be like...
More horrible.
It's kind of poisony, but it's
not a fizzy drink. It literally just kind of tastes like an iced coffee.
That's crazy. But a strong one, but Still just an iced coffee. Well, that's slightly disappointing.
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to give me any kind of heart palpitations.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, that's sad. We've got a G Fuel in the car, too, if you would
if
like
you need
to.
Those heart
it's
palpitations.
Nice and warm.
Hayden, what have you been playing? Four thumbs and a knuck for Shadows of Doubt. What have you been playing?
I've been playing... I'm just trying to put my Monster Energy drink... I'm just going to hold it because it's going to spill.
Yeah, good call.
I've been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duels.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Which is the video game version of the game Yu-Gi-Oh! You might remember from the card game or the anime.
Yeah, if people aren't familiar with the anime, it stars a character called Yugi who puts on a necklace?
No, it's a bracelet.
He uses his bracelet to get big, to get good at cards.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
So it's the first game, apparently, that has... I've never played any of the other Yu-Gi-Oh! Games, but this is the first one that has all the cards, or pretty much all the cards.
I see.
And it's, like, it's the closest... it comes to actually being the actual rules of the game. There's been a few versions where it was like, yeah, they had half the amount of cards, you had a smaller deck, you could only play like, you know, two or three cards like on the field at a time or something. So it's like the full game in the computer.
Whoa, which is exciting. But for this instance, the computer's in your phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because
well,
my phone's got...
I don't know if this may be controversial.
Yeah.
Phones be like computers these days.
Phones do be out here being like computers these days.
So it's like cross-platform. You can play it... I think you can play it on consoles too, maybe. I'm actually not sure. But definitely laptop, phone, everything. And you can like transfer all the data across. Kind of like Hearthstone, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Hearthstone guy?
Not really, very briefly. When I first started.
Sounds like a guy that loves Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Hearthstone, isn't it?
Hearthstone, maybe?
No, Hearthstone.
Because a hearth is like a hearth, fire.
It's like the fireplace.
A fireplace, a hearth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's good. And it's free, and you don't have to spend any money. I haven't spent any money on it yet. They're very generous with the in-game currency that you win.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool. So I've bought, like, two decks that are, like, pre-made decks with cool stuff in them.
Do you think it's going to be the kind of thing where they're really generous with the money at first, and then... I know some phone games do that.
Yeah, potentially. Well, it's not just a phone game. It is on, like, computer
as well. Oh,
that's true. But, yeah, really generous with the in-game currency. And so... And you can create any card you want.
So you can make your own.
You can make your own. Like, obviously, you get some cards, you destroy those cards, and you get like crafting dust or whatever. That's the Hearthstone version, but it's, you know, some Yu-Gi-Oh version. So you can get a Blue Eyes White Dragon, you can get a Red Eyes Black Metal Dragon, you can get a Dark Magician, you can get them all.
So by crafting cards.
We're in New South Wales
now.
We just crossed the border.
Whoa, we are now abroad.
We are officially abroad.
That's exciting. This is great. So you can get your Red Eyes Black Metal Dragons, you can get whatever you want.
So just to clarify, when you say make your own cards, it's not like you're making your own cards.
You can create existing cards.
Because my card would be a trap card, and if you activate it, I win.
That's a good card. A little bit OP, but I like it. It would fit well in most strats.
Unlike most cards, which allow you four of the same card in deck, mine you can
I think
only
it's
have
three, maybe, but yeah,
you can only have two.
Oh, nice!
You can only have two of the Joldusha's trap card, which is also called the Joldusha's trap card. And it's like, hey, if you activate this, you automatically win, and your opponent gets sent to the Shadow Realm.
Nice.
Also, their graveyard becomes your cards.
Cool. Oh well, yeah, that's I'm playing a dragon made. Deck at the moment, which is I think a real weeb sort of one
where they're
all sort of anime women and they turn into dragons.
Hubba hubba.
It's a bit of fun. You sort of, the whole deck is you put stuff into your graveyard but then you pull stuff back out of the graveyard.
Oh, that's huge.
It is a bit of fun. As far as gameplay goes, it's pretty good. It is pretty confusing because someone will play a card and it's like a whole wall of text in that card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like 10,000 different cards you can get, I think.
Yeah.
And so you don't know what any of them do. And there's a lot of really specific weird cards that are only in certain decks. So you do have to read it. I mean, I don't read it, I ignore it. And I'm like, I guess we'll see what happens. And then something happens, I'm like, oh, if I had read that, I could have negated that and I could have won.
So does it have like all types? Because like, look, I've played some Yu-Gi-Oh! Before in my life, but not for maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. And even then, they were introducing like crazy rules that
There's like some fusion stuff, which I don't quite understand.
Fusion?
No, fusion is all right. There's XYZ.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, XYZ. Because there's famously the XYZ dragon.
Yeah, there's a couple XYZ dragons, I
Whoa,
think.
Whoa, traffic has come to a standstill.
What's going on here? I think there's some flashing lights up there. We might be passing a crash.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
I think we are. I think there's a car crash up there.
Oh, that's my God. Wild. And we had to go from 110 kilometers an hour just then to...
to zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still moving a little bit, but yeah. It's...
We didn't drop below 15 just then, yeah. But still.
That's crazy.
And that's, yeah, in miles, that's like... 200 miles an hour to like 7 miles an hour.
That's wild.
That's for all our American listeners. And yes, yeah. It is accurate.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But yeah, so with, I think what you're going to, there is a lot of crazy stuff. There's like some pendulum stuff, which
Whoa,
I don't
I
really
no
know what that
idea
means.
What that is.
Something
what
the about you, there's different zones and you can go from one zone to another zone. And
like a pendulum?
Like
a,
I suppose so. I don't really understand it.
Does it have those cards that are like two cards?
Yes, I think it does.
I'm still fairly new to it,
so it is. I'm getting there. You got
Magic the Gathering did that for a bit too, yeah. Which is a card game that I've played more recently, but also still for not long enough to fully grasp everything. Yeah. But they did the whole this card is two cards, and I was like, I don't know. What's
and then you
going
got Planeswalkers, where it's like this card is another player or something.
No,
what?
Yeah, that's in Magic, not in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, in Magic. Yeah, I don't mess with that.
I'll stick to Snap.
Hey, want to hear something crazy? And this will not be breaking news to anyone that likes either Lord of the Rings or Magic the Gathering, but the next set of Magic the Gathering is set in Middle-Earth.
Whoa, you can play
so, what?
Hobbit?
Yeah, so like the...
So you got like, you can play Gandalf the Grey as a Planeswalker?
Well, yeah, Gandalf the Grey would be an example of a Planeswalker,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
We're about to drive past police cars. It'll be interesting to see how they feel about us doing a podcast.
Yeah,
on
should
the
we hide our mics?
Yeah, it's gonna.
I don't know if it is a crime. I guess we'll find out.
I mean, you're hands-free. You've got a headset on, so it's... Yeah, wait, these aren't police cars, are they? Oh, no, they are police cars, but they're weird police cars.
They are weird police cars. One's an undercover police car, one's a four-wheel drive police car, and one's a ute police car.
Yeah, but they don't have all that much.
They pulled over somebody.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, what's going on here?
Three police cars. Oh, this guy looks... There's so many cops. What's going on? There's a kid.
There's a lot of... But the car... No, the car is not crashed.
Oh, it
didn't crash. Interesting.
Well,
I think we walked drove past police busting someone.
That's crazy.
There was two children that were upset and an adult that looked guilty.
And like eight police officers for some reason.
Yeah.
But they were New South Wales police officers, so they looked all f***ed up.
Breaking news.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
When you talk about cops, it's okay.
My ACAB was buzzing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ACAB was buzzing.
Yeah.
Apparently there's detectors that detect mobile phones whilst driving around.
Yeah, but this ain't that, brother.
No, I'm not worried about that. Okay. We ain't breaking the law.
Yeah.
Unless being too gamer is against the law, in which case, arrest
Lock
us,
me
officer.
Up, officer.
Give me the chair.
But yeah, so
hey,
I think,
just question and answer honestly. Do you think that there is a possibility you could survive an electric chair?
No.
Yeah.
I reckon I could.
I'm roasted straight away.
I reckon they're going to have to fire it up twice for me.
I think I'm too oily.
One of my, like, I have a very vivid memory of going into a Video Easy, which is a video rental store.
Yep.
When I was, you know, I guess
a
8 or 9.
Buster, basically.
Yeah. And looking at, there's like, in the horror section, just looking at the covers, being like, ooh, this is a freaky section. And there was a movie, I cannot for life remember what it was called, but it was about a guy who survived the electric chair and couldn't be killed. And it was based on a true story. And I was like, whoa.
Well, isn't that
that's
a thing,
crazy.
If you survived the chair like twice, they let you go.
Yeah, they let you walk.
It was being hanged. And I believe it was if you survived being hanged three times, the rule was that God clearly doesn't want you to die.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
that's
you get off.
The trick there, have a thick neck.
Mm. I think it's only, I believe if my memory serves me correctly,
yeah.
It's only ever happened to one guy. The
Whoa.
First time they made the rope too long, so he just hit the floor. The next time...
just standing there going, is this what it's supposed to do?
Another time they messed it up and the rope snapped, and then I can't remember what happened the third time, but yeah. I mean, the reward is still life in prison.
Well, yeah.
Which is... battle.
Yeah, I'd take that, to be honest.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, tell us more about Yu-Gi-Oh!
So,
now we've missed all the cop action and we've covered the mandatory hanged chat.
So, yeah, like there is a few little weird little mechanics, but I think they haven't... There's not that many. There's only those kind of four. And as far as I know, so with Magic the Gathering and I think some other card games like that, it kind of has a rolling... sort of thing of what cards are legal and what cards you can use in competition.
Oh, yeah.
So I think with Magic, from memory, this might be wrong, but it's like the last two or three sets you can use.
Yeah, it's
and
the...
And then the other ones become outdated.
Two or three base sets. So it covers...
Yeah.
So, like, every year there's, like, Magic the Gathering. For example, this year it'd be Magic the Gathering 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in between the year sets, there's three booster sets, I believe.
Right.
And I think it's two full sets of those. So, like, currently you'd be able to play Magic 2021, the boosters have followed that. Magic 2022, the boosters have followed that. And then the moment that 2024 comes out, 2021's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there's probably...
There's banned cards in Yu-Gi-Oh!, but I don't know if...
There is banned cards. I was going to get to it. So yeah. Basically, Yu-Gi-Oh! You can use all the cards from forever, except for the ones that they've specifically banned. Like Pot of Greed is banned. Why are you kicking the back of my chair,
Jackson?
I'm
just putting my drink away. I finished it.
I can feel your knee right in my spine.
I've got a lot of room back here.
Let's just quickly discuss, when you said, I'm putting my drink away, I've finished with it.
Yeah.
We're in my car, and I know there's not a bin there.
No, it's not a bin. I'm just putting it in the little holder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, in the door. Okay.
I'm in the door. I'm
That's
being
all right.
Good.
That's all right.
Do you guys also feel that this drink tastes very vaguely like onions?
Yeah.
I'm getting that. Are you getting that?
Mine, because I got the Loco Moco, so mine was chocolatey too.
You probably made the right call.
Yeah, mine was all right, but still kind of weird.
It's like a really light aftertaste of slight onions.
Yeah.
Maybe like after it's left your mouth for like a couple of seconds, it pops up as an onion.
I've just had another swig because I haven't had much of mine. Too busy driving and texting.
Yeah.
I got to say, and this is gross, but the best, when mine tasted the best, is when there was a little bit caught in the lip that I then got when I took my next swig.
What do you mean? So it got some air and you're like sort of like...
I don't know.
It's like wine where it aerates, it tastes nicer.
Yeah, it tastes
more... We should have decanted these.
It tasted chocolatey, right?
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you're going to become a Yu-Gi-Oh! On the phone game?
I'm getting
the
there. I'm becoming it.
You know what I was trying to say there, but the words didn't come out.
Yeah, it's
okay. Do you reckon
you're going
to become a full-time Yu-Gi-Oh! On the phone guy?
I think so. Yeah, it's fun. I think with the actual gameplay, it's pretty good. Like, you know, some cards, like your Blue Eyes White Dragons and stuff, they have cool little graphics and you can see the card.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, you know, the monster goes blah. And that's a bit of fun. And there's some cool, like, some trap cards or whatever have cool... graphics, like one was like a big hand comes out and points to your graveyard and then a card gets sent to your graveyard or something.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
That's fun. You can't, when you're dueling someone, it's obviously like real people, there's no like emotes or anything. Like, so there's no chat and there's no emotes, so there's no communication between each person, which
okay.
I think is a great idea.
Yeah,
because
that's, you want that.
I hate that. It's annoying.
Oh, yeah. you don't want
to I don't want to chat to me. I don't want them doing the... When I make a move, they go, ha ha.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Stop.
You don't want them to psych you out.
Alone.
Yeah, Hayden's easy to psych out.
I'm easily psychable.
He's got a very small brain that's very easy to get into.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a dog.
Well, yeah, like a dog.
It's like a mouse hole. It's just tiny. You just go right in.
I'm always getting into dog's brains. Psyching them out.
The only thing that's really annoying about it is there's two things. The first one is
we're
that...
We're on some rough road.
Hey, we're passing a train yard full full of shipping containers.
There's no lines on this road, so therefore no rules.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a good time. That's the only rule here.
So the turns can take a long time because you've got four phases per turn, and then if someone knows what they're doing, you can just spend like minutes and minutes doing stuff in one turn and just like summoning monsters, and then that effect means you send that one to the graveyard, and then that means that you summon a spell, and then that spell summons this other guy, and then this guy summons that guy, and then... It's a whole chain of spells and stuff.
Yep.
And so you can be sitting there for minutes while your opponent does seemingly random stuff. And it's so frustrating. And the other frustrating bit is if you leave the app on your phone for more than, I reckon, 10 seconds at a time, it just... you forfeit. It surrenders you. even though... Because it's like, oh, I lost connection. So you can't even just, like, tap out for a second and put on a podcast and just, like... You know, add stuff to your queue or whatever, and then go back, and then all of a sudden, you're surrendered.
The whole time.
Yeah. And the other annoying thing is that you lose connection all the time. Doesn't matter. I've been playing like on the train or at home with like full Wi-Fi. Doesn't matter where you are. Once per game, a little thing will come up and be like, can't connect. Ooh,
God, that's annoying.
Every game, it's so annoying. And so I don't know. I think maybe the servers must be somewhere
overloaded
far away
with gamers.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. It's very annoying. And the other annoying thing is that if you have a trap card on the field, you can play a trap card because there's like four phases, and then but basically anytime anyone does anything, you can play
a trap card
in response. So if you have a trap card on the field, anytime anything gets done, a pop-up will come up and say, do you want to play this trap card? And you can press no. And then they'll do one more thing. And then you go, do you want to play this trap card? And you go, no.
Yeah,
and so for minutes while they're doing that, you have to keep clicking no
while the
thing pops up. And that's, I think, why it extends the other person's turn as well. Because you're like, they're sitting there pressing no to their trap cards and you're sitting there pressing no to your trap cards. It is annoying.
That's a lot of trap cards.
It's a lot of trap card chat. Yeah.
What's your favorite position to play a card in? Face down in defense mode?
That is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that because, like, hey, what's under there? You don't want to attack this. It could be something strong.
Yeah, it could be an effect card. That monster could have an effect where the monster's like, when turned over, it does 1,000 life points damage to the opposition player.
I am enjoying summoning... You know, a red eyes black dragon. Yeah, that's fine because straight into attack mode and bang, straight in 3,000 attack right to you.
I believe black eyes red dragon's 2,400 attack.
No, okay, I was actually. You know what? You might be right, but it was red eyes black dragon. I think. Oh wait, maybe he's not 3K.
It's
not. It might be 2.8. It might be 2.8.
Blue eyes is three.
Blue eyes is three.
I accidentally locked eyes with the old man in the car next to us.
What did he look like? He was thinking about you talking to the microphone.
No, I don't know. It was a while ago while you were chatting about it. I looked over at his car and he was an old man and he locked eyes with me and he looked scared.
Yeah, he did look scared.
Well, you're holding a microphone. He's probably like, that guy's reporting the news. And in many ways you are. You're reporting the gaming news.
Yeah, the gaming news. Gaming news is the news. How many thumbs for Yu-Gi-Oh! 4 to 5?
I'm going to give a 4 thumbs because I'm really enjoying it. I'm playing it a lot. It is slightly clunky, but I've played clunkier games.
Yeah. It's not going
wah 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 wah. You know, it is doable. Yeah. It's playable. You put on a podcast. I put on some music.
Yu-Gi-Oh
out for a bit.
Yeah,
it's good. It's a bit of a steep learning curve, but I figured it out fairly quickly.
And you famously have the brain the same size as a dog's brain.
Exactly. Yeah, I got a dog's brain.
The dangerous thing about this conversation is it's not making me want to get back into Yu-Gi-Oh. It's making me want to get back into Magic the Gathering, which is...
That is dangerous.
A horrible thing that could happen to me at any point in my time.
It seems a lot more complex than Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh's fairly... there's a lot of phases and a lot of zones.
Yeah.
But once you memorize the phases and the zones, it's not that hard.
Brother, I'll teach you some magic and you'll be tapping lands in no time.
Yeah, you gotta. And there's like summoning sickness with Magic the Gathering and there's mana and tapping lands and all that.
Yeah, you gotta tap the lands, tap the cards. You're tapping everything. Yeah.
This is too much for me. I'm gonna lock eyes with that old man.
Anyway, 4 thumbs.
That's great.
Hey,
who's that up
is
ahead
that
on the road? What's the number plate? M-R-S... A-D-S. Oh my god, that's Mr. Ads! He's heading in the wrong direction!
Mr. Ads!
No! No! Straight for us!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you so much for that, Mr. Rads.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rads. I mean,
the license plate said Mrs. Ads, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't read it. It was, we were were in a car accident.
You read it pretty well and loudly and clearly. Mrs. Tad's maybe is what you said.
We were in a car accident and sadly we're now in hospital. Yeah. But luckily for us, we've got a great doctor slash nurse introducing them right here, right now. Excuse me, Dr. Nurse, would you like to come speak into the microphone?
Hello.
Thank you.
Fran Drescher?
Fran Drescher.
That's me.
Oh, my God.
I loved your work in The Nanny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you say the line about Mr. Sheffield for me?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
I'm feeling better already. I don't mind that my gut's full of glass.
The windshield went into Hayden's guts, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. But the great news is the car's okay and we can keep reading the emails because we got people have emailed us in at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Okay.
And while I'm lying in bed with my body cut in half, I was sadly tragically bisected.
That's
which way?
Such a shame.
Vertically.
Oh, no.
Head's intact, though, so that's all right. That's
I am just the head, actually, which is crazy.
I'm just a body.
Man, I got some ideas, Hayden. We'll talk to the doctor.
I can't possibly fathom what they are because I'm just a body. I got no brain.
So look, as you've probably realized, listeners, especially now that we're in hospital in Sydney, we got a lot of emails, but I'm going to save some because they're going to be spread out over the next couple of episodes. Fickle. But this one's a good one to start with because it's a celebration of the month that was.
Oh, nice.
This is from a person who doesn't sign off with their name, so I won't read it.
Uh-huh.
Subject, listening to Thumb Cramps play Stapral Bonanza.
Hmm.
Cowards.
They've got you guys all red.
I woke up this sympathy. Fine.
Whoa.
Fran Fine.
Miss Fine.
Hello.
I woke up this fine Friday morning, got Jedi Survivor installing, sat down on the couch with my dogs, put on the latest Thumb Cramps up on the Chromecast, which is bad. If look, I think we discussed this last week, but don't listen to podcasts out loud.
Yeah, that's bad.
On the TV as well.
Yeah.
That's
nice and made my gamer boyfriends nice and loud on the surround sound system and did a Sudoku. Yeah, that's right. Sudoku, either one is fine.
Yeah,
I felt like I said it really bad, and then I was like, no, that's a normal
way to say it.
Yeah. While listening to an F and Jeffless episode, it was a beautiful morning. That's that email. Nice. They just wanted to let us know that their day was good.
That warms my heart.
Nice and loud. Barbara's in town?
Hey, can I have more morphine?
He's just a body, Dr. Slush.
He's
in such pain.
It hurts so much.
Dr. Fran, please. Come on.
Yes.
And this is from Saria. Yeah. Subject, games like Silent Hill, but without the static.
Whoa, okay.
So Saria says, to my video game boyfriends and guest boyfriend.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah,
guest boyfriend, that's true.
I do have an actual question for you, but first I need to weigh in on the recent Thumb Cramps debate. You are wrong.
Emails have been very negative as of late.
Has there ever been a time where they've been positive?
Sometimes people are on my side.
When we first opened the Thumb Cramps inbox, we got normal emails. And then
they figure out who you guys are.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And now we're in hospital.
Like, these are emails, but it's so funny to imagine them as letters where you get it in the mail, you take it to your little bedside, you know, table side, whatever.
You guys should start doing physical. No, someone would send you anthrax.
We've got a PO box.
People can send us anthrax.
Okay. I mean, we don't recommend it, but we are already in hospital.
Don't send us anthrax, but you can.
Podcasts absolutely improve the experience, Thumb Cramps included.
Oh, no.
So to catch everyone up, this is a weigh-in on whether or not you should have sex whilst listening to podcasts.
Mm. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. While I have never had sex whilst listening to a podcast, this is because my partners are cowards. Mm. I have, however, whacked it to podcasts many, many times.
Okay.
Wait,
far
whacked
out.
It to podcasts? To podcasts,
like What's the context here?
SSRIs make it hard to come, and sure. the idea of being alone with my thoughts for multiple hours just because I want to goop is unthinkable.
Whoa. Okay.
Goopin'.
Whoa, goopin'?
Isn't it gooning? Isn't that the...
No, no, gooning's an awesome thing.
Other thing. Isn't gooning just whacking?
Gooning's where you go like full, like, you know in The Matrix when he meets the architect?
And there's heaps yes. and heaps and heaps of screens?
Imagine yeah. them, but it's all just like hardcore sure. jeffing, and you're gooping hard.
So
okay, sure.
So the idea with gooning, it comes from the idea of jacking off for so long that you get dumb.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's you in, get dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
you
weird.
Poof out your brain. Battle?
No, no, no. Is it? Well, because it's kind of like edging as well.
Yeah,
but you just do
it's
it for
edging
like
as well.
You just yeah. watch so much porn at
that
the same time.
You're bimbified. You know,
yeah, yeah.
you don't know
become
what's
a caveman.
Going on. Yeah.
Okay. I, you know what? I do understand the appeal to that. I'll
yeah.
never do it, but I kind of
why like not goon?
Become a goon guy.
Like you have to commit. To like the whole
you
lifestyle.
You could goon for a night.
But you have to buy so many screens.
So yeah, yes, podcasts absolutely improve the experience. Well, now for the actual question. JD talking about Silent Hill 2 made me really want to play it, but the static noises are an absolute no for me. When I have a panic attack, I often hallucinate static, so hearing it can bring on a panic attack.
Sure, sure, sure.
Do you know any other games with a similar vibe that don't make use of static? Sincerely, Saria. Yes, you can read this on air, and yes, you can use my name. I am no coward.
Brave.
Great news, did all of that. Also, this is a rare Thumb Cramps email where I was actually sitting at the computer when this came through.
Whoa.
I was on the computer.
Nice.
So I did reply to them about yeah. the Silent Hill question, because I didn't want them to wait too long.
Yeah, I get
because
it.
With Silent Hill 2, the static I was describing last week of when you were near a monster, you just get blasted with the ksh noise. Yeah. You can turn that off.
Oh, that's great.
The only time...
Wait, does that mean you don't know when a monster's coming?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So it will be a downside, but you can turn... The radio you pick up that does that, you can turn it off. The only time that you have to experience a static, as far as I'm aware through my playthrough, is the first time you pick it up. But it's less static and more like broken sentences the first time.
Okay.
So yeah, Silent Hill 2 rocks, and if you're scared of the static, you can turn it off.
That's great. Well,
thank you
go.
For your email.
Yeah, I get it. If the SSRIs mean that goopin' is going to take you multiple hours,
yeah, calm your mind with us.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, we'll be there while you're going. Yeah, you know, while it's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
I can understand the appeal.
Yeah, it's kind of almost not sexual at that point. You know,
yeah, it's just a strategic.
Just like wearing socks.
That's exactly right.
And finally, to bring us home, and this email is a continuation of an email that we. Well, actually, people are now having a conversation through us.
Oh, okay. I think I know what this
if
is.
If you wind back the clock, we got an email from one Bianca who had a wet dream about...
Yeah.
This is a video game podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
Had a wet dream about...
This is one that's supposed to be family friendly, right?
It is family friendly.
Okay. What do you take? Have you heard us cuss, except for the ones we did earlier in the car?
and then God punished us because
God
we crashed
true.
Our car.
Mrs.
True.
Tad's crashed right into us.
That's right. The ads you heard before were actually Tad's. Tadvertisements. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, tadvertisements. Yeah.
I prefer tadvertisements.
Excuse me, doctor. I think I'm going to need morphine too.
Okay.
Might be too much morphine at this point.
Oh, it just hit me.
I'm not stopping.
Whoa.
So, Bianca emailed us a couple of weeks ago to side with your pushing your wheelie bin through the
right, my wheelie
desert.
Bin right, wet dream, sure.
And they...
Wait, I think I know this story.
Yeah, it's
a famous Jackson... It's a bit of lore.
It's just
Jackson
you,
lore.
You were pushing a wheelie bin through the desert, woke up, and you'd come?
I'd cummed my pants, yeah. I'd gooped in many ways.
But then, Bianca emailed us and said, hey, I had a wet dream about learning German.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, Bianca.
And then we got another email from someone being like, this should be a lesson to Thumb Cramps listeners because I think I know Bianca because they used their name.
Mm.
But this second person didn't use their name because they were too scared to do so.
Bianca
has sent a follow-up email. Subject... Wet dreams continued. Dear gaming boyfriend's guest and doctor/nurse.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Thank you.
It is I, Bianca, the person with the wet dream about learning German. Last week, someone emailed in saying they thought they might know me in real life. To that, I say, coward, confront the Bianca in your life and ask them if it was them that had the wet dream about learning German. looking forward to an awkward conversation. Bianco.
That's so awesome.
Please,
Bianco.
Please do that.
Yeah,
that would be great.
You gotta. You
and
have
report
to.
Report back.
I think if you're, like, what's the shame? You know, I'd tell you about funny wet dreams I had. I did.
You've done it before.
There's no shame in it.
Yeah. Doctor / nurse, it's normal to have wet dreams, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm schwitzing in here.
It is hot in here, right?
It has gotten warm. Or maybe
schwitzing?
That's the morphine. You're schwitzing right now?
I'm hot, but also, I've got a deathly chill.
I am just a head, so...
That's right. I'm just a body.
You guys look bad.
Oh, man,
bad
it's the
crash.
Doctor saying that. You gotta work in your bedside manner.
So if you want to send...
I'm not employed here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, twist.
Oh, no.
Could this be the end for the thumbgrams, boys?
God, I hope so. I'm in so much pain.
More morphine?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure. Just a little.
Okay.
If you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbgramspod@gmail.com or go to your local hospital. You'll find us there.
Yeah, we are in your hospital.
Because of the massive car accident we had, I can't remember how many thumbs were given earlier in this episode, but I assume they were a solid amount.
Let's say 15. Cover our bets.
Yeah, let's say 15.
I'll change mine to a 5. I might have given it a 5.
Whatever.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And Hayden, thank you so much for being the guest today. Where can we
all right.
find you?
You can listen to Shut Up A Second. It's a fantastic podcast on the Sans Pants Radio Network. I didn't forget what it's called. Recently, when's this coming out? It's coming out soon. Last episode, we had Broden Kelly. It was a bit of fun.
Oh, lovely.
You guys are on it all the time. Rue, yeah. Fran Drescher, you've been on the pod. We'll have to have you on again. You're fun.
I get that a lot. Not from my mother.
You find it wherever.
And Fran, where can we find you?
So you can find me on Kotaku Australia, the website I write for.
I think my morphine's wearing off.
Yeah, you guys kept calling me Fran, which was really weird. I don't know why you were doing that. Yeah, you can find me at Kotaku Australia, the website I write for, or on Twitter at RubyInnes. Or within the skin of Fran Dresser.
Whoa, we can find you on the nanny reruns.
Yeah,
that's exciting. Well, what an exciting start to our Sydney trip. Yeah, and I sure hope this energy continues next week.
I have no doubt that it will.
Oh my God. Until next time, gamers, keep on gaming. And to those who are coming whilst listening to this, congratulations to you also. Yeah. Hope it was good.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Never give up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.